Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 26, beginning with the 16th verse. This is our first lesson for today, this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. Dear friends in Christ, a life without ambition, it's a life that rarely amounts to anything. But equally important as having ambition at all is having a worthy goal for that ambition. Many a promising start has been derailed because of lack of a worthy goal to ambition. Each year, you hear stories about some great athlete, a five-star talent who never makes it in college, never amounts to anything, because he doesn't put in the time. Maybe he's too concerned about partying or having a good time than practicing or getting to the weight room or studying film. Or perhaps you know someone gifted, smart, a straight-A student who got almost a perfect score on his ACTs, had his choice of whatever school he wanted to go to, but then dropped out after a year and is now working in a factory or doing some other mindless job instead of using the talent that God gave him. Or maybe it's someone you know, just an average Joe, not particularly gifted, but instead of going to college or getting a good job, decided he was going to spend his time playing video games and hanging out with friends, or maybe he turned to drugs or alcohol and never really contributed much to society. Ambition and a worthy goal for that ambition is important. Uzziah was another king who was a gifted teenager and had a promising career. Now, he became king when he was 16 years old, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He loved the Lord, and in turn, the Lord blessed him and his reign. Now, he defeated some long-standing enemies of the southern kingdom of Judah, and he restored and took back some of the land that Solomon and David, his predecessors, had won. He built up and fortified Jerusalem. He built up the infrastructure of Judah. He increased their flocks and the production of their fields. A popular king. Because he was so gifted and because the Lord had blessed him, everyone loved King Uzziah. His fame spread throughout the region. But then, and you know, there always seems to be a but, isn't there? One day, Uzziah decided to go into the temple and offer up and light some incense at the altar of incense. Now, the altar of incense was a place where the priests would go. Now, the priests were represented the people before God, and they would be asked to offer up a prayer to God on their behalf. So they would go to this altar, pray to God for the people, and then they would light some incense. The picture behind it is that the words of this prayer went up to God just as the smoke from the incense rose up to the Lord. Now we sing about that in evening prayer, the Vesper service in our hymnal. On page 55 of our hymnal, we sing the words of Psalm 141. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. That's the picture. That's what Uzziah is doing. And what could be wrong with that? What could be wrong with Uzziah wanting to worship in prayer, pray and offer up incense to the Lord? The problem was that this altar of incense was in the holy place of the temple. And only priests, only descendants of Aaron, were allowed to go into the holy place. And only consecrated priests, only those who had offered up sacrifices and were made holy, were allowed to go into this holy place. No one could represent the people before God and stand before God without first offering up a sacrifice. The problem is that Uzziah was not consecrated, and Uzziah was not a priest. And God is abundantly clear throughout the law of Moses that only consecrated priests were allowed to go into that part of the temple. For instance, in Numbers 3, he says, "Appoint Aaron and his son to serve as priests. Anyone else who approaches the sanctuary must be put to death." Why exactly did Uzziah, who served the Lord, we are told, want to go into the part of the temple he wasn't allowed to go into and offer up and burn incense on the altar of incense? We're never explicitly told. Now, the chronicler said that it was because of his pride. His pride led to his downfall. Uzziah probably thought to himself how great of a king he was and how powerful and how he restored the fortunes of Judah, like David and Solomon. But how much greater could he be than David and Solomon? Perhaps he could lead the people not only as a government official, but he can lead them spiritually. Why shouldn't he, as king and ruler of the people, be allowed to go into the temple and offer some incense? He could be that much better than David and Solomon. He became so successful and so powerful that his wealth and power clouded him from God and his word. He figured in his prayer that he knew better than what God said in his word. In short, Uzziah's ambition was for himself. His ambition wasn't to follow God and his word. He wasn't really wanting to worship the Lord. He wanted to do something for himself that would benefit himself, that people would look upon him with favor. Look how pious and great King Uzziah is. He even offers incense on the altar of incense. What about you? What's your ambition? What's your goal in life? What do you strive toward? Maybe if you're young, it's to be better at sports, to become a better athlete, or to study hard and get good grades and to get into a good college and eventually to have a good career, to make a good amount of money and have a good house, lots of kids. Maybe it's to get a promotion, to have some people under you that you can boss around, again, to have more money, to be able to support your kids and give your kids whatever they want. Or maybe it's to make your kids happy, to give them every opportunity to do what they want to do in life. Maybe your ambition is to retire early and comfortably, or to buy that cabin up in the UP. Maybe it's to be healthy, to spend some more time with your kids or grandkids that you weren't able to do when you were younger because you spent so much time working to support your family. Maybe it's to become closer with friends or relatives. We all have different ambitions in life. And those ambitions change depending on the situation and the stage of life that we are in. And ambitions aren't wrong. In and of themselves, there's nothing wrong with having ambitions. In and of themselves, there's nothing wrong to have goals and something to strive for. But the problem is, when those worldly or earthly ambitions get in the way of God and His Word. Do your ambitions in life, do your goals in life, do what you strive toward, towards, do they contradict what God wants you to do? Or do they prohibit you from worshiping Him on a regular basis? It's one thing to work. in order to support your family and to support yourself for the future. It's another thing to work so much that it gets in the way of our study of God's Word, or to work so much that we aren't able to worship the Lord on a regular basis. It's one thing to provide every opportunity for your kids to succeed, or every opportunity to do what your kids want to do. It's another thing when that gets in the way of the worship and study of His Word, and to bring your children up in the care and instruction of the Lord. Or are you so driven? Is your ambition so great that it clouds what God says in His Word? Does your ambition contradict what God wants? And because it contradicts what God wants, you do what King Uzziah did, and you change God's Word to make it fit your ambition, or you just ignore that portion of God's Word and you tell yourself, eh, yeah, that doesn't really apply to me. That applies to someone else. Whether you do that outright or in your own heart or maybe just between your friends and family, we must admit that we often do change God's Word, or ignore God's Word, or we manipulate God's Word to make it fit our ambition, to make it fit our goal in life. Like King Uzziah. What happened to him? Struck with leprosy, a contagious skin disease, forced out of the temple. And not just that. We are told that he had to live in a separate house. Well, really, lepers didn't just live in a separate house. They lived outside of the city, in the wilderness, apart from anyone. Secluded from his family. He could no longer communicate with people. He could no longer reign over his country. And worst of all, he could no longer worship in the temple. The rest of his life, he lived as a leper. Seem harsh? Could have been worse. Remember that God said in Exodus 3 that anyone who does that should be put to death. Those who don't repent of their sins. Those whose ambition is not on God and His Word, but towards worldly things, will also be separated from God's people. And not just from God's people, but from God Himself, as they suffer through an eternity of hell. But there's another king. Oh, about 800 years later than King Uzziah, who roamed the same land as Uzziah. Although he is called the King of Kings, he never did rule and have a physical or earthly monarchy. The King of Kings, of course, Jesus Christ. Unlike Uzziah, Jesus' ambition never became self-centered or conceited. He never had pride that led to his downfall. His ambition was always pure and noble. It was always to do the right thing, always to do the will of the Lord, and never go against what He commands. Jesus Himself told His disciples in our gospel for today, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Christ's goal, His ambition, His drive, wasn't to further Himself, but for us. We see that right away in the fact that Jesus came down to this earth. Now He is God. Lived up in heaven, enjoying the glories and riches and honors of heaven with the Father, the Holy Spirit, with all the angels, with all the believers. And what did Jesus decide to do? Come down to live on this earth as a helpless baby in a sin-filled world. God became man. And when God became man, He didn't choose to become some king. He didn't choose to become some ruler who had power and authority and honor, like Caesar Augustus. No, He chose to be the son of a carpenter, a commoner, without honor, without glory. He chose to make himself under Caesar Augustus and Pontius Pilate and Herod and all those other rulers that he set in place and obey the laws of men, his creation. And not just the laws of men, he made himself subject to his own laws, the laws of God. So here is God, God himself, who made himself so low that he didn't even consider himself equal to the Father in his human nature. As Paul says in Philippians, Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. God made himself so low that in his human nature, he did not consider himself equal to God. Became subject to the laws of God and the will of God, even to the extent that he suffered and died on the cross. Jesus didn't particularly enjoy this, obviously. Jesus took no pleasure in all the pain living on this earth. He didn't experience pleasure when he was betrayed or arrested or forsaken. He didn't really like it when he was beaten with rods or spit upon or mocked and ridiculed, or when he was crowned with thorns or flogged, or he had nails pounded through his hands and his feet. He cried out in agony when he was forsaken by his Father, as we sung about in our psalm for today. And yet Jesus didn't. He willingly suffered and died. He willingly came down to this earth so that he could live a perfect life, suffer and die in our place, and then, of course, rise from the dead to give us that assurance. What was Jesus' ambition? What was Jesus' goal in life? Not for his honor. Not so that we could serve him and bow down for him. Not so that he could become famous. Not for his pleasure. His goal, his honor, his ambition in life was for us. Everything he did, from beginning to the end of his life, his obeying the Lord, his suffering and death, his resurrection, was for one simple purpose: to save us, to forgive our sins and win for us the sure hope of eternal life through his victory over death. So that he could save us and pay for the sins of the whole world. That was his driving force. His ambition was for our salvation. Same stands for us. Now, ambition, of course, is a good thing, truly a gift from God, and is greatly beneficial in our lives, as long as the goal of our ambition is a worthy goal. And no one should have more ambition than you and I. No one should have more ambition than us, because we have the gospel. We have the pure word. The message of salvation for all who believe it. We know who Jesus Christ is. We know what he has done for us. And we know that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. We have that pure message of the gospel that all people everywhere need to believe to be saved. And so our ambition is for salvation of others. Our ambition, our goal, is the gospel. So we do all we can to save others. We do all we can to spread that gospel so that other people may believe, that other people may hear that word, be brought to faith, and join us in heaven forever. There's another ambition that we have. God's pure word and the obedience to that word. Think of Azariah and the 80 priests that followed Uzziah into that temple? A king. A popular king with all power in the land. And what do? They call him out on his sin. They weren't afraid of that king. They were courageous and pointed out that sin, that he was sinning against the Lord. May we have that same conviction. May we have that same zeal for the word of the Lord and the obedience to it. May we not be afraid of pointing out the sins of others, even if they are close to us or more powerful than us. May we not be afraid of what they may think about us or may do to us. Let our ambition be to the pure word of the Lord. We do that, of course, with the same goal. The gospel. We do that with the same ambition. Their salvation. King Uzziah and his story seems to have a pleasant ending. We read that King Uzziah was buried with his fathers, which typically means that he was a good king whom God saw with favor. It seems as if Uzziah realized by God striking him with leprosy that he was in the wrong and he repented. And even though he had to pay the consequences for the rest of his life, we can look forward to seeing Uzziah in heaven forever. That's our ambition. Salvation. For ourselves and for others. Whether it's our children, our friends and family, or for everyone else around the world, our ambition is salvation. Our goal is the gospel. Not for ourselves, not to become great or popular or to have lots of money. Our goal is for the spread of the gospel, the salvation of others. So we do all we can. We strive and we drive for that gospel. So that other people may hear the word and be brought to faith and be saved and join us, King Uzziah, and especially our Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, in heaven forever. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.